Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, there's a charge in my checking account. I don't know where it's coming from. So what do you represent?
We'll be more than happy to look into that. May I have your first and last name?
Kathleen Churchill.
Okay, Ms. Churchill. May I have your zip code, please?
18042.
Okay, Ms. Churchill, would you also verify your shipping address?
457 West Lincoln Street, apartment 205, Houston, PA.
Thank you. We were able to locate an account for you. Would you allow me one moment to review the information?
Okay.
Thank you. Still with you. One moment. Now, Ms. Churchill, what can we assist you with on the account today?
What was that?
Yes, ma'am. How can we assist you today?
I want to know what the charge is coming from.
On November 26, 2022, at 6:57 p.m., you were elected to receive a Crusette and an exclusive offer for $7.95.
Okay,
being that
but
you...
there's a charge.
Go ahead.
There's a charge on my account, $60-some.
Which is what I was about to get to, ma'am. So, being that you requested to receive that Crusette and an exclusive offer, once the trial period had expired, you did not call to cancel it. So, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. That membership program allows you to receive vouchers of $200 where you can go online and shop online to receive gifts and gadgets similar to tablets, AirPods, as well as handheld vacuums, etc. So the amount that's in question right now is the $67.32. That's actually a membership fee.
Okay. I was never told I had to go in and cancel anything. So I am going to dispute this with my bank because I want it off of my checking account.
Okay, ma'am. So I want to make you aware, if you do go forth with those actions and that you did agree to the terms and conditions, you very well could actually lose that dispute, ma'am, based upon you agreeing to the terms.
I didn't agree to it. And I never got the pot.
The pot itself was actually a drawing, ma'am.
See, that's a false advertisement then.
But what we can do for you today is go forth with the account cancellation. That way you will not receive any other upcoming charges.
Yeah, I want this off.
Okay, one moment. Okay, Mrs. Churchill, we have went forth to cancel the account. Would you like to receive a confirmation number? Hello, Mrs. Churchill?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, would you like to receive a cancellation confirmation number?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 2630047 23.
Okay, now I won't see that anymore in my checking account.
No, ma'am. You shouldn't see that in your checking account for any upcoming months.
And then what about the one that's on there now?
Based on the account right now, the charges are valid. So what we can do for you as a courtesy of today is go forth with a 35% refund.
Yeah, because I go down to every penny for my rent and everything, and that just upset me when I saw it.
Yes, ma'am. So are you in agreement with the 35% today before we go forth with these actions?
Whatever you can do.
No worries. One moment. Okay, Mrs. Churchill, we did go forth with a refund. Please allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive those funds.
All righty.
Any other questions?
Nope, I just won't do something like this again.
If no other questions, thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.